June 16th, 1997. No more arguing, my mother said, hands flexing on the steering wheel like she was choking it. She glared at me in the passenger seat, her lips a prim line of La Vivienne by Dior. Go. I glared at her, 15 and moody. It wasn't my day Tawny had ruined by bailing on lunch. But Vivian was in full movie star mode, and I knew she wouldn't crack. We wouldn't go anywhere until I complied. Fine, I muttered, slamming the door so hard behind me it rocked the car. In the 5 minutes we'd spent arguing over who should knock on Tawny's door, me pointing out, rather reasonably, that since they were fighting, she should go, my sister was dead or dying less than 100 yards away. I tromped up the steps. If the adults couldn't behave like adults, why did I have to? How freaking unfair was that? But at her gate, I hesitated. In a bad mood, Tawny's acid sarcasm crossed the line quick into casual cruelty. She'd apologize later, sometimes much later. Hugs, kisses, dinner's on me, Salmon. But she'd been especially snappish since she called off the engagement.